Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Hey, 1028. Be sure you're on Twitch. And I'll be hosting my Coors Light Twitch break, answering questions, reading comments. Get on Twitch today at, well, before 1028. So get on there. And let's crack open a... I want you to crack open a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. That's what I want you to do. Rockets with no injuries listed in the morning report. Lakers, Anthony Davis, left finger sprain. LeBron James, sore right groin. And Rajon Rondo, back spasms are probable. Rondo has not played since March 10th. Rondo can't be a factor in this series.
He provides something. He can get LeBron off the ball a little bit. It gives them an extra ball handler. But as far as what he'll provide if he plays, just get more bodies. More bodies on the court that you think are playable. And it means you don't have to play J.R. Smith. Possibly, or Deion Waiters.
Yeah,
he adds to your depth. I don't know how much of an impact he have, but if you can keep those two off the floor, the guys you picked up because of injuries, it helps.
Yeah, what are those guys adding anyway? Honestly,
well, that's the point. You don't want them.
They played well, and I obviously it's LeBron first. Yeah. Anthony Davis.
I mean, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, after that first game where the guards for the Lakers stunk, and that's why Portland won, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope had a better series. They're going to have to hope that Danny Green, who wasn't great earlier, but I believe got better later, continues to shoot the ball, because LeBron and AD are going to attract a lot of attention. We talk about the Rockets and how they need to hit open shots. Danny Green is there to take and make open shots. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's a guy who can get some stuff off the dribble, but he's a guy who's going to get plenty of open looks in transition, and because of the attention to their two big names, those two are important for the Lakers, because it makes the job easier if you're going to hit 3 to 4 threes a game.
So exactly the opposite of what you said, Lance, is happening. The line is going down. It was 6.5. It's 6. So there must have come...
Keep working your way down.
Keep working your way down. You're going to grab it?
No, but I'm going to give my followers. It's like a stock. It's like a stock price.
You are?
Just wait until it's buy low, sell high.
Ooh. Rockets under over 109.5. Lakers under over 116. I like under 116.
Well, the Lakers, good defensive team. Rockets did play well defensively against OKC.
Rockets have defended, right?
Yeah, they were good against OKC.
225.5 seems high.
Yeah.
For a first game.
Although I would say, keep in mind now, Lakers much more. Now, I know they struggled bubble-wise with offense, but when you look at Oklahoma City and how they struggled, they also had Lou Dort, who, other than the last game, struggled. Lakers have the ability to get, I mean, that offense has a chance to get going a little bit more. Kuzma, Davis, and LeBron, they can get going a little bit.
Well, now they played an awful Portland team, defensive Portland team.
Yeah.
An awful defensive team in Portland, excuse me.
And they didn't score all that much.
Well, in their last four games, the four wins, we remember the first loss where only scored 93.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
111, 116, 135, 131. Those are their point totals over the last four.
So
they got increasingly better scoring the basketball. Now, Portland, once they knew Dame was done and they could kind of see the writing on the wall, maybe some of that try hard defensive intensity went away. But the Lakers figured them out pretty quickly. And if Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I mentioned him, After going 0 for 5 in game 1 against Portland, 4 of 6 from 3, 3 of 8 from 3, 2 of 4, 4 of 9. So he got going shooting the basketball. That's a guy for the Rockets to have a real good shot. They're going to have to make sure he goes back to his hit that first game against Portland when he went 0 for 9, 0 for 5 and 3. Because if he's going to make open looks, forget about it.
Wow. How about this? This is interesting. Lakers win by 1 to 2 points. You get 10 to 1 odds. So they don't figure that's going to happen. Lakers win by 21 or more points, 6 to 1.
Well, we saw what the Clippers did to the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Hard-fought series, one day
off.
Holy
crap. It pays. And Lakers by 7 to 9 points, 6.5 to 1. Lakers by 14 to 16, 9 to 1. So it is a bigger, it's a bigger favorite for the Lakers to win by over 21.
This is something we would see in a normal season where there's home and away, and the Rockets just got done with their seventh game at home and then have to travel to L.A. No real time off. This would be the recipe for a blowout. Now, in the bubble, you would think things are different, but Denver just suffered the same fate. Emotional hard-fought series. I talked to you during a break how after Mike Conley's shot rimmed out, like multiple Denver players weren't, oh, yeah, we won the series. It was like, oh, I'm tired. And even Jamal Murray.
Yeah, he was pissed.
he was on, what's his name, SVP Scott Van Pelt show afterwards, and he told him, well, if you got the Lakers on Thursday, he goes, we don't have 2 days off. He goes, no, man. Oh, man, that's bummer. So James was hands on knees. We remember the quote about how he goes, man, I played like ship. But the other thing I remember was his hands were on his knees.
Yeah.
He didn't seem energized. He felt, whew, got through that. Okay, let's go on to the next one. So I think it's real, the possibility of the Rockets needing more than just a day to recover. And the Lakers may take advantage. So I could see, but 21's a lot. That's a lot of points. But it was 23 last night. And I think, didn't Boston run Toronto off the floor in game 1-2? We've seen that. Opening second round games. Guys, teams getting blown out.
Yeah, I'm looking at three-pointers made. James Harden, his number is 5. You get plus 100 on that.
If he makes 5, considering how he shot in game 7, that'd be a good night. Just considering his percentage overall in the playoffs, that'd be a good night for him.
How about Eric Gordon? 4 three-pointers is plus 120. Does he continue to play this way? Does he continue to play well? He almost has to, doesn't he?
For them to win, yeah.
I kind of like Jeff Green at 2 3-pointers, minus 113.
Yeah, that seems like, considering the way he shot the ball, something mm-hmm. a good bet for anyone taking it. I've said it before, the problem is there's such a high variance between Gordon's good games and bad ones. Like what he did in Game 7 should be something we just expect from a guy getting paid to be the third best player on the team. It shouldn't be like, whew. Thank God. It should be, that's just an Eric Gordon night. Because he wasn't spectacular, but he was good. That should be what he is all the time.
No, absolutely. I mean, the way he's paid, absolutely he should be. P.J. Tucker, 2 threes is minus 129. Jeff Green, 2 threes is minus 113. Here's the deal, is those two guys are going to have the big guys on them. They're going to have Anthony Davis or JaVale McGee. So those guys are going to be probably... collapsing inside and leaving PJ and Jeff Green open.
Well, we've seen it throughout these playoffs. Those PJ and Jeff Green are going to get a lot of looks. Now, PJ, he was 1 for 7 from 3 in Game 7, and credit to him for changing that up and making what was the game-winning shot with the mid-range runner. He gets open looks all the time. Can he get 2 tonight? He should be able to go 2 out of 7. Except he went 1 out of 7 in game 7. I feel like PJ should get off 2 threes. 2 corner threes should be the minimum. It's the only shot he takes.
Right. I'm going to bet it. I'm betting PJ. Because he's going to be on the floor more than Jeff Green is.
Yeah, but Jeff Green's been the far better shooter.
Correct. But I think PJ makes 2.
I might take both if I was a guy who did those things.
Yep.
Put some money on both those guys.
That's it.
Because Dwight doesn't want to really go out there. I don't imagine he'll be all that disciplined as a actual five guarding a small ball five. I think they have the Rockets have a real shot. Covington will be in that position too. Sometimes when you're going to have a bigger guy, I think Covington, Tucker, and Green are going to get open looks throughout this series. And Covington was great in Game 7.
Yeah, Covington. I'm going to wait to see who is going to be on him. Who's going to be covering Covington? But you know PJ's going to have, because PJ doesn't run. PJ stands in the corner.
PJ's going to have a center on him.
He's going to have a center on him.
I guess, is AD going to be guarding Covington?
Kind
of how it'll work out to start, right?
Probably. Yeah, because Jeff Green. Well, Jeff Green is probably going to have to be used a bunch. He's probably going to have to play a bunch. Hey, I want to talk about Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. And it's the official beer for me. I'm going to be playing golf again today. I've got to play in a tournament.
Yeah,
I was Houston Oaks. And
it sucks for you.
You know what they're going to have up there? They're going to have Coors Light. And for me, that's just, well, it's the official beer of, you know, crawfish. It's the official beer of poker. It's the official beer of golf. It's the official beer of dinner. It's the official beer of sitting around watching football. It's the official beer of, well, everything for me. And you can make it the official beer of whatever for you. So if you're looking for Texas Chill, Texas Chill is totally sweet. I mean, Texas Chill is sitting on the couch, watching the game, not being bothered by anybody, or at the bar, Texas Chill with your buddies, and you're watching the game. I mean, that's just Texas Chill. And if you're looking for Texas Chill right now, that's my peeps over at Coors Light. All right, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Pick up 12 ounces of Texas Chill, 16 ounces of Texas Chill, 12-pack. That's 144 ounces of Texas Chill. Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
I'm finding that this Twitch thing, I've never been on before, but I'm finding it's not all that bright. It's not all that...
What's your issue?
Really enjoy Dell's insight, smart takes. That's Robroya.
Do you notice how often you can't stand that someone might actually like what I have to say?
No, I really can't stand it. Huh.
But you know,
you look like a shadow, though, in this thing.
Yeah, the light's not great in here. I'm not sure. There's nothing I can do.
You got to close the blinds.
No, I'm good.
Well, that's what that... I don't know if you know this, but the light behind you will create a shadow effect for you.
I'm aware of how...
Are you in witness protection?
I think I want to continue to give people the impression that I'm white. So I'm just going to stay in the shadows.
That actually makes you look darker.
No, but you can't actually see who I am. And the other thing is, I don't want people to know what I look like.
What are you talking about? People know what you look like?
Do they?
Everybody tweet out Dell's picture.
To who?
Okay.
To me?
That one where you're sitting there taking a picture with me and Raheel.
Well, I was disappointed I had to be in a picture with you. Yeah, tweet it out. I don't care. But not everyone who's on Twitch knows who I look like. So I just want to keep the mystery up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. But remember, we're not just simply talking about Twitch because John found something new. He's going to actually have a Twitch segment during the break. So if you guys want to, it'll be sponsored by Coors Light again, you know, because Coors Light chill.
Well, I mean, every single second that you're on Twitch, you see the Coors Light sign.
Yeah.
This is not going to be much different, but apparently, are you putting up different Coors Light logos?
Let me show you what it'll look like during the break.
Huh? Oh, Texas Chill.
Yeah.
So. Art says, you forgot to say Texas Chill in that last live, JG.
Yeah, you did say it quite a bit.
Texas Chill, baby. Texas Chill.
So get ready for that. John will continue to talk about his love for Coors Light and rightfully so. And you guys can get to interact with him off the air, so maybe he'll say something he wouldn't normally say. I know that's shocking.
It's going to be off the air.
Yeah.
I mean, are there kids on this thing?
Possibly. It depends on who's on it right now.
Get off there. All right? Because I work blue during the breaks.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
That is what the biggest thing you guys are missing when I mute the mics. Other shows are okay with the mics being up. These guys would get fired real quick, so we mute them during the breaks.
That's not true. I would not get fired for the stuff I say.
Well, that's true. You wouldn't get fired. Another person would get fired.
Yeah, Lance would get fired.
At a different place.
Lance would get fired. So the Texans pick up Adrian Peterson. He had 860 yards rushing last year.
Every running back who gets cut right before the year just makes it look even worse that you paying what you're paying to David Johnson.
Yeah. When Leonard Fournette is out there for $2 million.
Hell, who knows? Now, Alvin Kamara, what are we calling him today?
Kamara, he wants to be.
Alvin Kamara. Who knows? The Saints say they're working on a deal. Okay. But that's another guy who they might have been shopping, not that the Texans had any picks, to go pick him up. But you know why there's no chance of you picking him up besides your lack of picks? Because you're paying David Johnson $13
million. Yeah.
And you tell me Adrian Peterson wouldn't be better here than David Johnson?
I would imagine. Yeah, I would imagine. I don't know. We'll see.
That's true.
You know what? I'm hoping that David Johnson has a huge year.
Yes, it would. I don't care about looking dumb because, well, I work with you, so I always look dumb. So if I'm dumb on the David Johnson thing, who cares? If he's great, that means the team is better. And we can all say, sorry, Bill, we made mistakes. You're really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't foresee that, but
everybody's tweeting out pictures of you.
I don't care.
This kid with the side eye. That's not him, Art.
It is, Art. That is me. Thank you for that picture.
That looks like a kid in a third world nation. It's like, oh, really? This is getting better?
Well, you know what your favorite gif is? What was your favorite gif again?
The kid dancing with the loser shirt on.
Yeah, you love that picture.
I love that picture. That's my favorite gif. Oh, yeah. Blackdale sent you out. Oh, and you and Raheel, phonies. Yep, that's out there.
I'm not phony.
Jadeveon Clowney looks like he's going to be a Saint.
Well,
of course, we thought he was going to be a Raven.
They were close last week about him being a Raven. That would be a move, I understand, for the Saints. A one-year deal for a team who believes they're close. Get another pass rusher on the field. And when you talked about, when you brought the news to the table that people scoffed at because you didn't have a blue check mark, you're just a fan, when you talked about how the Dolphins are interested and Clowney was going to get traded, or he didn't want to be a Texan anymore, however that went, one of these things was, I don't want to play for a loser. I don't want to go to, well, at least a rebuilding team. The Saints fit the mold of the team that he would want to play for.
Well, so did the Ravens, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if what the Ravens offered.
Yeah, we don't know.
They don't. I don't think they had much cap space.
Yeah, they're... Well,
according to SpotTrack, they've got negative cap space.
That was around the time Earl Thomas, and he's still costing them. He's still on their cap, and see if they figure that out. So they didn't have much to spend. The Saints may have more. I'd have to look. Well, it's funny. He is a possibility, and Kamara's a possibility. How much money do they actually have?
Apparently, Tennessee is a possibility for Jadeveon, and New Orleans is. If I was Jadeveon, I would pick the fast track in New Orleans.
Yeah, unless he
has... It just seems like you're quicker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, on the turf.
On the turf.
Okay. Unless he has some deep-seated, I want to ruin the Texans thing.
Right. And I played for Vrabel, and I like him.
Yeah, that's...
If he does like him.
Yeah, we don't know. That's
he had his best years with Vrabel.
So there are a couple things you could look at as a reason to go to Tennessee. If you want to punish the Texans twice a year, and you actually like Mike Vrabel, that seems like a good fit.
And you're going to be on the field less because they control the clock, run the ball. You're a contender for the division.
And they were in the AFC title game last year, where the Saints lost in a wild card round last year.
Right. But okay, better gun to your head. Who's a better team?
Well, they have Drew Brees, and they won more. What, like 13 games last year? So I would take the Saints. But the Saints, it's who they are now. They fail in the playoffs now. That's
tougher,
what they do.
Tougher road to the Super Bowl through the NFC or AFC?
Well, the Chiefs reside in the AFC. Baltimore, you beat last year as Tennessee, and
Baltimore until they have playoff success.
They actually have to win a playoff game. I think the tough road is the AFC because the Chiefs are still there.
Well, but you've got
who? You have the
San Francisco.
Okay,
you've got to get through your own division in Tampa with Tampa.
Uh huh.
You've got Green Bay.
But do we really think and that much of Green Bay?
Philadelphia or Dallas
or Seattle? That'd be
another Seattle team. Is another one.
I think the road goes through San Francisco.
I think it's San probably Francisco tougher in the AFC.
San Francisco certainly. And then Seattle.
But you're in one of the toughest divisions in football in the NFC South.
True. I think it's easier to get through the AFC. Now you may have to see the Chiefs at the end of it to get to the Super Bowl, but I think I'd rather go through the AFC.
Yep. All right, so I'm going to get on Twitch here with people, with you human beings, okay?
He's going to talk to you.
Yeah, whatever you have, if you have questions, let them bring them. Or you want to talk, you just want to say stuff. You want to say ugly stuff about Dell, I'm okay with that.
And Lance is still in the room, so he may
Lance can talk as well. Yeah, Lance, you can actually give Lance the business if you need to. So we're going to leave the mics open for the first time during a break. That's happening here. But right now I'm talking about CBD American Shaman. CBD American Shaman is really, really totally sweet. It's got 30-some locations from Katy to Beaumont, from Galveston to Tomball, and all points in between. Go to shopcbdtx.com. What is the issue that you have? Do you have anxiety issues? Do you have sleep disorder? Do you have – yeah, Lance does. He just nodded his head. And I told him, go get some. Dude, you'll really like it, man. It'll be totally, totally sweet, brother.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. Get some CBD oil, brother. So that's what – listen, I feel great. I take it. Take it in the morning. Take it in the night before I go to bed. Sleep great. And feel great all day long because it does lower your anxiety issues. And that's what it's made for. And then there are also, if you have any kind of swelling, if you have joint problems, all of this stuff, CBD American Shaman. Shop CBDTX.com. They're not afraid to give out free samples to you, and they're extremely knowledgeable. So whatever issue you have, they're going to take care of it. Shop CBDTX.com.
PN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
That was interesting.
How did it go?
It went well. Everybody's asking questions.
Good. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be limited to one break. It just depends on if you guys entertain John enough for him to want to do it.
Yeah.
But we're going to be doing that on Fridays. It could be one break during the 10 o'clock hour or multiple. It just depends on how it goes. So, Coors Light Twitch break brought to you, obviously, by Coors Light.
Don't you, John. Don't you. John, should we start a GoFundMe for you and Lance having to work with the curmudgeon Dell?
A GoFundMe? Why?
Yeah, because we should be paid for this. We should be paid handsomely for this.
Well, it's funny. Leave that alone. Leave that alone. Funny you mentioned that.
I must have missed it. What is your Twitch channel? Not ESPN 975.
Yeah, if you go, just search it on Google.
Yeah.
ESPN 975 Twitch, it'll come up. You'll see it. We're on all day. Well, at least the station is all day on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So there. John McClain, is there going to be any surprises in the 53? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be very difficult this year for...
Who can make an impression when there are no... Now, they've had scrimmages, but there's no preseason games or even practices against other teams. How do you make an impression? How hard is it to make an impression?
And you're limited on hitting against your own guys.
Yeah.
They've had some scrimmages, but some of it was like in half speed and crap.
And Bill O'Brien has been pretty open about how this isn't a year for young guys.
No.
And a guy who has, now he's got total control, but he's clearly there's some pressure to win. I don't know if he's going to go with guys he doesn't really know. It's going to be the guys he gets and who he's been with. And I feel like despite what we talk about as far as some holes, I feel like there's not a lot of questions about who's going to play, who's going to be around. I mean, your wide receiver core was a question of, was it QT's going to be here? But even still, the top four, what, Stills, not in that order, but Stills, Fuller, Cobb, and Brooks. Not Brooks. Cooks. That's your top four right there. And DeAndre Carter's your returner. And Kiki QT will probably be, let's just say, inactive, whether it's through health or just because there's not a spot for him. I don't know if there's a lot of places where you're going to see guys rise up.
It's almost impossible for guys.
Unless there's some revelation as a pass rusher we don't know about that we can't see because there are no games to watch. But other than that, that's a place where a guy can make his mark. But how would we know who's making their mark in that spot?
Yeah.
We're not seeing it.
We don't know, but I don't even think – I mean, now, there are probably guys that are standing out in practice that will be on the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And – They might get their chance there, and they practice every day. And hey, this guy just keeps making plays. Let's bring him up. If you got an injury, you know, somebody that's there, that's a young guy, that's a way that he's going to make it up. But this is this is almost impossible for young guys to make it up these days. Yeah, almost impossible.
If you're not a draft pick who they clearly valued you during the draft, how's an undrafted free agent do it? Because doesn't that generally how that works? You're playing against other guys at your level, and you have to shine against those guys before you get opportunities against better players. And you didn't get the opportunity with game pressure to go out there and impress, to rise up the depth chart. Because unless you're spectacular in practice, you're just going to keep going against guys that are unlikely to make the team anyway. How many reps are you going to get against even the backup corner if you are an undrafted guy?
So I'd like to talk about something just for a minute here about the Astros. They're getting jobbed again. They're getting jobbed. The schedule this week may be the most grueling week ever for these guys. So tonight they play 8:10 here, 6:10 in Los Angeles. Tomorrow, a 4:07 and a 7:07. Doubleheader. Now it's only 7 innings. That's 14 innings. So you'll be able to, you know, yeah. You say, how can you get? You won't be able to get that. And who knows if it goes extra innings or whatever happens. But they got a 4:07 and then 7:07. Then they turn around and play at 1:00 the next day at the Angels.
Yeah, and these are all Pacific. Now it doesn't matter to them, but as far as we're concerned, it's 6:07, 9:07 tomorrow. And then
here it's 9:07.
Yeah. They will have to deal with the
4:07, 7:07, then 1:00.
But as far as us watching,
right,
it'll be 6, right, 9, then 3.
Right. So tonight it's 8:00, 6, 9, and 3. Here. There, though, 1:00.
Yep.
Then they travel to Oakland, play a 6:00 game on Monday. Then they've got two games on Tuesday, 3:00 and 6:00. A doubleheader. Then they play again Wednesday at 6:00. Then they play again Thursday at 12:40 in Oakland. 5-game series in 4 days. One of those games was supposed to be here. This is a load of crap. You've got 9 games, okay, in 7 days. And all on the road, all against division opponents. And we're in Oakland, where you have not been successful this year, and you've got, and one of them was supposed to be here. And oh, by the way, you got September 14th off, where Oakland could have played here. They've got September 14th off. This is a load of crap that Major League Baseball did. Okay? A load of crap.
Yeah, as far as Oakland, you mentioned, Oakland has did they reschedule the Mariners series? Who couldn't they have played because of the COVID thing? Who did they miss out against that those games got postponed? There was an Astros game that they missed out. There was also another series. Was it a Mariners series that got postponed as well?
Dodgers. I mean, Angels.
Angels, okay.
Angels got postponed.
Because
and that game was supposed to be here.
So,
and it's being played in Los Angeles. That's that doubleheader on Saturday. That was the makeup game from the Wednesday day game for the Hurricane.
Okay. But the A's had a series postponed as well, right? A COVID game postponed. So was that against? And the A's are scheduled to play the Mariners on that 14th that you're talking about.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. They had the Rangers. So it would have been easy because they were in Texas to play the Rangers. They could have come down here and played a game on the 14th. Oh. But they actually have the Mariners in
care.
Seattle. I know you
Change
don't.
Change it.
I know you don't.
Change it. Screw the Mariners. Like, the Mariners matter.
They don't.
Mariners don't matter. But the Mariners.
Look,
F baseball, that they put these games. They play 9 games in 7 days without Altuve now. Another injury. Knee injury. And with this rotation, when you don't even have Belak.
Belak?
I mean, he's not even listed anymore. You can't even put him in there.
Do you want him listed?
No, you don't want him listed, but you want to have another starter. Is there Kitty, the Urward? Is he around?
He's not Voldemort where you can't even say his name.
I can't even say his name this year because I'm disgusted with him.
I look up Urquidy and all I see yesterday was nearing rotation. Astros hopeful Urquidy will join rotation during Angels doubleheader.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's about damn time, Urquidy. I had you as the Cy Young winner this year.
Seems like a mistake.
Oh, really? Like I didn't pick Joe Burrow? Okay, thanks.
But Joe Burrow didn't suffer from, I guess, potentially COVID and miss over half the year. So, yeah, you got that one right. But you missed on this one.
The A's are playing the Mariners on the 14th to make up for not playing this week.
That's what I thought.
But they could have scheduled. The Astros happened first.
True.
Astros happened first, and they both had that day off. That should have been the Astros' day.
But instead, they're playing a doubleheader against the Mariners.
Okay, great. It could have been the Astros' day because that happened first, but they screwed the Astros. And if the Astros, you know, have a crap week, I'm putting this all on Manfred.
So if they blow a couple games, if Ryan Pressly blows another game, you're going to put it on Manfred?
Yeah, I'm putting it on Manfred. Yeah. Pressly pitched well the last game.
Well, he's
one inning.
Well, thankfully, considering what he cost them against the Rangers,
one inning.
Should have been a sweep. Their Astros got screwed out of multiple sweeps. First, well, an alleged COVID thing that you don't believe in. And Ryan Pressly screwed him out of a sweep when he lost the first game. Was it the first game against the Rangers that he blew? The first game of that series?
Yeah. Yep. All right. 1041 ESPN 97.5. We've got to talk about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Those are my peeps over there. I love... you know, Kevin Robler, Mike Holly is the owner, and he's unbelievable. Kevin has been doing an unbelievable job. Chris and Plotkin and all the great people over there, they're just excellent at what they do. I went and they've got the offices on the Beltway right there, and it's just unbelievable. When you see their computer system, it's just the technology is second to none. We never, ever have had any issue with payroll here, ever. No issue whatsoever. And here's the deal is we went to them. We went to Champion Energy. We went to HR&P. We go to places where it is going to be economically, business-wise, we break this stuff down and we get the best deal that we possibly can. That's how we do business here. Well, guess what? HR&P was the best deal. And we said, hey, man, you guys are awesome. Let's do this together. And HR&P got us through all of this COVID stuff. They got us through. They get us through tax season every year, which is unbelievable. Laura, you could call her. She is a big proponent. She thinks they're just awesome. And there's a reason for it. It's because they make her life so easy. If you're having a rough time with your payroll company, if they're not taking care of business, then go with ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool. Turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Listen, oh, wow. So, apparently, if you get a facial... No. I can't read that one.
Phrasing.
Yeah, phrasing. This anorexic woman claims that she's not thin enough for treatment. Well, that's what anorexia is, isn't it? You don't think you're too thin.
Yeah, that's...
Isn't that the...
That's the disorder or disease.
Yeah, that's what... Okay, we can't trust anorexic people to tell us whether or not they're thin.
They don't have the correct perspective on them.
No.
It's one of the reasons it's... So,
that's why they're anorexic.
It's one of the reasons why it can be so harmful. And what does she want treatment for?
Well, they want to treat her, and she's like, I'm not so...
Oh, they want to treat her anorexia.
Yeah.
She doesn't think she's anorexic. Okay.
Yeah. There was an Oregon hunter, 66-year-old. He was gored to death by a bull elk he had shot and injured with an arrow the previous day.
You think the bull's like, oh, you think he got me, huh? All right, I'm going to see you again. I'm going to see you again. You better hope, like those movies, you better kill me, because if you don't, there's a problem. And the bull elk was like, better hope I die, because if I don't, I'm going to find you.
It happened in Tillamook, Oregon. Tillamook sounds like a place where you're going to get gored to death by an elk.
Isn't Tillamook like an ice cream?
Is Tillamook an ice cream?
I think so. It's probably named after
Made there.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, Tillamook sounds like a place where if you don't finish off bull elk, they'll come back and get you.
Yeah. They'll be hunting you down.
Probably remembers you and saw you again. Oh, it was you, huh? Should have killed me when you had the chance.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it like the bull elk is Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson. I will find you.
I will find you. Are you drinking enough water, Del? Most American adults aren't.
Since I got my Brita, I am drinking quite a bit more.
That makes a difference?
For me, because I'm not a...
buy water guy?
I don't generally like to just buy water like that, or even just buy the gallon. But if you give me a Brita where I can just pour it into, use your faucet, tap water, and then it'll clean it for you, I'm good. I'm drinking more with the Brita, because first of all, I invested in something. So I feel like there is a requirement for me to drink water. Yeah. So I do take more opportunities.
I would say I do. I mean, I've been drinking a lot more Coors Lights lately, and there's water in that.
Yeah, the refreshing mountains.
Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing.
Doesn't the water come down off the Blue Mountains? That's where the water comes from?
Yeah.
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 So you believe your water intake has grown because you're drinking more Coors
Light? Yeah.
Haven't you always had a lot of Coors Light intake?
Not all. I mean, I think especially now lately with a lot of golf that I've been playing.
But you always play a lot of golf.
Yeah,
upped the Coors Light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm proud of myself. I'm actually doing more.
You're proud of yourself.
Not moving to dance music is nearly impossible, according to new research.
I believe it. There is so, like, if you're out and about, if you're at a club and there's dance music and you're the one person not moving, there's some social pressure, and then the beat gets you moving, even if it's a casual head nod or just a bounce from side to side. I believe it.
Yeah, you gotta. It's nearly, this study says it's nearly impossible.
You have to be going out of your way not to move.
I dance in the car.
Yeah.
By myself, yeah.
What do you dance to? What? I didn't even know you play music.
Yeah, sometimes. When my wife's in the car or something.
She wants to hear something.
Yeah. McDonald's is going to launch a Travis Scott meal. You going to have it?
What's in it?
There's a new new Happy Meal in town. McDonald's has joined forces with Travis Scott, whose nickname is Cactus Jack, and plans to launch a new menu with the rapper for a limited time.
I got to find what's on this
press
menu.
Release. It doesn't say what it's going to be.
I'm waiting for the release of the...
Is Travis Scott that big that he's going to have that people around the country?
Apparently. He's bigger. He's a national guy, national brand. I'm waiting for the release of their spicy chicken nuggets.
You want spicy chicken nuggets?
I know Wendy's got after McDonald's because Wendy's had them for a while, I think. Mm-hmm. Or at least I know they've had a spicy chicken sandwich. They may have nuggets as well. But I'm waiting. September 16th. I don't go to McDonald's ever, but I will go there for that just to try them. It's spicy and it's chicken. Well, questionably chicken. Yeah.
A Washington man, he had COVID-19, and he stayed in the hospital. Guess what his bill was?
How long was he in the hospital?
A two-month battle.
I'm going to go over, I'm going to say six figures.
Higher.
It's not eight figures, is it?
1.1.
Oof.
1.1 mil.
When you get a bill for 1.1 mil for a two-month stay because of COVID, isn't there some thought that maybe I should have just passed away? Doesn't it cross your mind, like, how old was he? How old is he?
He is, he lost 40 to 62 days. He is, it doesn't say.
So
he's an older gentleman.
Okay. If I gave you, if I said you're,
you know what, is you worth it? If I'm this family, I'm like,
yeah, if you're 77 and you go into the hospital, now you survive and it's a 1.2, whatever the bill is. Do you think to yourself, maybe I don't want to be around to pay this
bill?
Well,
no, here, if I'm your family, he's 70.
70. Okay.
So he's 70 years old. 1.1 mil. Do you really need those last years?
And now during the fight, you want him to survive. But if I gave the family the option, your 70-year-old grandfather or father lives through this, but you're paying a $1.1 million medical bill, or he dies before he even gets to the hospital, which one do you think they take? The second one?
B. Apparently, Jessica King is in a little bit of problem. She is an activist who teaches African-American studies at George Washington University.
I think her name is Krug. Jessica Krug. K-R-U-G, right?
K-R-U-G. Krug. Oh, sorry.
Krug.
What did I say? I said King? Yeah, King. Krug. She has been pretending to be black for years.
So she's another race?
Rachel Dolezal.
I love the people who changed that name to Rachel Dolezal.
Rachel?
Yeah, I've seen people on Twitter who do that. So this is just a thing for middle-aged white women to do this? Just to pretend you're black for job advancement? That's a hustle.
I'm going to tell you this.
I didn't know it was a
thing. I'm going to tell you this, bro.
I know coaches.
You're a lot more hireable.
If you're a college coach, certainly. I get it. But how long has she been pretending?
She said for years. She grew up a white Jewish child in suburban Kansas City. Didn't think she'd be black someday. So I don't know.
She's written for...
She looks a little like Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah. You have to try to...
Yeah.
Blend in. She's written for Essence, which is a black publication, and something called Race Baiter. B-A-I-T-R. A website exploring race. So she's all in on this. Many are asking themselves how Jessica Krug managed to fool anyone to believing she was Afro-Latina. Well, let me tell you, we were both fellows at Schlumberg, and I suppose she fooled me. So this is a woman who had a thread about how Jessica fooled her. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't even be so locked in that I would even suspect that someone went to this level. Like, we know Sean King is the other one. People are like, are you?
Are you really?
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I was at school with her, and she told me she was Afro-Latina, I'd be like, okay, whatever. Because I wouldn't care enough to be like, you don't look. Yeah, are you sure? Where are you from?
You're light-skinned.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she went the whole Rachel Dolezal thing and got a tan and just made sure she was she was a darker complexion. But yeah, second time. Probably has happened more often, but this is the second time it's happened that we've been made aware of.
We believe Austin Rivers, right?
Well, we've seen his dad.
Well, yeah. Right.
What do you mean we believe? It's not like he goes around telling people, hey.
We don't know what he tells people.
But we know who his dad is. We have some,
that's all I'm saying.
Some verification.
That's all I'm saying.
Is also, I don't even know that Austin Rivers' mom is white, is she? Do we know that?
We believe Jason Kidd.
It's not about belief. Because I don't think they're projecting that, hey, look at me, I'm black. It's just, hey, okay, that's a black basketball player. Hmm.
Apparently, this is something. Fecal transplants show promise treating alcoholism.
And before the clean it up, yes, Austin Rivers' mom. Not that it matters. She is white. Yes.
Hmm.
I don't know. We believe Austin Rivers. Well, he's not telling people things?
You don't know. You don't know what he's telling people behind the scenes. So do you think I should get a fecal transplant?
Why would I want transplanted fecal?
It treats alcoholism.
But you don't believe you have a problem.
I don't believe I have a problem, but neither do anorexic people.
That's true.
I think we've proven that.
Well, at least in that woman's case. So maybe some anorexic people know that they are. Probably a lot of them do. No, I don't want a fecal transplant.
Do you think you should get a fecal transplant?
I don't
transplant?
Have an alcohol. I legit
we know you don't.
I don't. Do I you don't, think I don't, you should?
I don't ever want to mess with that part.
Yeah. I don't think you have a problem just because you love Coors Light.
I don't want to do nothing like that. I don't think.
I don't think you're a quitter either, so why would you stop?
No, why would I want to stop? So I couldn't have any more Coors Lights? Whatever.
You think, will this be an accurate description of you at some point today?
The guy is drunk.
That's a yes. Mm. All right, then.
Should just carry that around with me all day, all weekend.
It is.
I'm going to New Orleans this weekend.
It's Labor Day weekend, of course.
Of course that is. Of course that's what's going to happen. We're done. The Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday, and we're going to have a big announcement for you.